remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Paul was such a man. Let's get a clear glimpse into the life of Paul, how he walked. You know, outside of Jesus, Paul is the next character that I believe probably walked closest to God, although the other apostles did as well. But in Philippi, when they were going to have a prayer meeting, the woman with the spirit of divination joined their party. The small group, and she began to say, "These are men of the Most High God, showing to us the way of salvation." I'm certain Paul identified that devil right away. But you see, he had a primary assignment. That wasn't the assignment. Just because he could. See, folk do stuff just because they can do it. I got the gift. I can do that. But Paul was on a primary assignment. He wasn't thinking about that. Think about 3 days that woman followed, interrupting the services. "These are men of the Most High God that show unto us the way of salvation." But on the third day, there was a stirring. See, he waited on God. Because see, when you wait on God, something's going to happen. Amen. That has to do with your destiny. And you're not going to be led astray by that deceitful heart. Third day, he said, "Come out of her." She came out. The demon came out. There was an uproar in the city. They were thrown in prison. Here's Paul again. I was reading this, and they were thrown in prison in that early evening. About 5 in the evening, they were thrown into the prison. And they didn't do anything. They didn't say anything till midnight. Paul was waiting on the Spirit. They knew their condition. They knew, but they were waiting on the stirring. About midnight, the Spirit started to stir. You see, when you wait upon the Spirit of God, something's got to happen. Because see, he's promised you good success. But see, you're on a journey now where you have to eat the bread of heaven because the journey is too great for you. You can't make it on your own. Our source has to be heaven all the time. See, some of us have to get used to not doing stuff and waiting upon God than just doing everything. Now, I don't mean just sit. What's up? I'm waiting on God. You better go to work. Be waiting on God for a job. You understand? But when we in our spirit, we wait upon God. They waited, and at midnight, the scripture says, they begin to sing. 7 hours had passed. They begin to sing and pray. And then the earthquake. Because see, God was involved. They were connected to heaven. It wasn't just something they could do. They could have started singing right away. "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound." Right? Try to comfort themselves. They didn't say a word. They waited for the stirring of the Spirit. When the Spirit stirred, boom. See, that's where the good success and the good prosperity lies. Something's going to happen. And what did God do? God opened all the prisons. The jailer that was saved, history has it, became the pastor of the church in Philippi. He and his house. First family say they became the pastor. So that's very important, that dimension, and that's a dimension of conquest. But the Daba word, now, I'm going to show you something, and I know you didn't know this, because I just have recently learned, and this has been ingrained into my spirit, but go with me to Exodus 17 and verse number 9. We start there. Somebody say mandate. Mandate. Primary assignment. God wants you to know your mandate in the church, among the assembly, and your primary assignment. Everybody should be doing something. Amen. Involved in something, some activity. And if you're part of the house, everyone should be involved. Not just consumers, but contributors. Amen. Amen. Whether it's vacuuming a floor, I see people after service brushing chairs off. Wonderful. You know, arranging furniture. Some are washing windows, you know, doing different things, cleaning restrooms if it's cleaning, or, you know, if it's administrating, working in the cafe. I mean, there's so much to do to get involved in the life of the body. But everybody, not one of us that can work or can contribute, and it should be all of us to some degree, not one of us should be idle. Amen. Amen. Amen? All right, in Exodus, are you there? Exodus chapter 17, verse 9, the first battle that Israel entered into. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in mine hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him. And he sat thereon, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said unto Moses, now I want you to take note of this right here. Write this for a memorial in a book and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua. Pause there for a moment. Moses was told to write this event, write this in a book for a memorial. In other words, there's somebody I don't want to forget this. And rehearse it in his ears. For I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. For he said, because the Lord has sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. We'll stop there. Now, it's interesting. Moses was told, think about it a moment. This event, write it in a book for a memorial and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua. In other words, you rehearse things in someone's ears so they don't forget. Now, two things happening here that I want to show you. First of all, Joshua's primary assignment is being established, his mandate. So God tells Moses, the authority that's over him at the time, see, the higher authority, to write these things in a book and rehearse them to Joshua in his ear so he doesn't forget them. Let me say it that way. Rehearse them in Joshua's ear. Write these events in the book. Two things happening here. Remember with Joseph, he had a dream frequency. Well, this whole event, and this is just, I just want to show you this aspect of it. This event had to do with a worship piece. You know, Aaron and Hur took Moses up to the mountain and held his hands up, the rod of God, you know. The rod was held up as authority, but Moses was, you know, it was like a form of worship. And as long as he worshiped, Joshua won. God was establishing a mandate on Joshua's life that this is how he would have success and be prosperous. Remember when they crossed over Jericho, when Joshua was leading, when he had taken Moses' place. He went to the wall of Jericho at night. He heard a rustling out there, and he went out with his sword drawn, and there was an angel standing by the wall. And he said, are you for us or for our adversary? He said, nay, as captain of the army of the host, have I come. And they got to talking, and then he said, loose thy shoes from off thy feet, for the ground on which you stand is holy. What did Joshua do? He loosed his shoes and he worshiped. He worshiped. You see, he was established. Write this in the book. This will be Joshua's primary assignment and his mandate. He will war against Amalek and all the enemies in Canaan and utterly destroy them all. But he will also do it combined with worship. When they walked around the walls of Jericho, it was a form of worship. It was a form of devotion to God. That's why they said, what did these feeble Jews do? It was obedience, but it was a form of devotion to God. And what happened? The walls came down. But this was Joshua's frequency, his mandate. When there was sin in the camp, they got defeated. He had to remove sin from the camp. They had to stone Achan and his family and all the possessions to death. And then they were back in. He was establishing a mandate with Joshua. Write this in a book and rehearse it as a memorial unto Joshua, that I will blot out the memory of Amalek from under heaven. Joshua was one. that fought against him and all the enemies in Canaan. Now, if you go to, well, let me see. What this was, now look at this. Well, no, let's go to Joshua chapter 1 first. Let's go to Joshua chapter 1. It'll make more sense after we read these verses. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law. Look at this. According to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded thee. We're not talking about the Ten Commandments. We're not talking about the Pentateuch, the Torah. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about even the law of the word. We're talking about the word that Moses wrote in a book as a memorial. That was Joshua's primary assignment. He says here, only be thou strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law or the word which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Where was that law? That law was that word, that memorial, those words written in that book. Write this in a book as a memorial and recite it unto Joshua. That God showed Moses, the higher authority in Joshua's life at the time, and he rehearsed it in Joshua's ears. He said, don't let this, what he commanded you, don't let this, your primary assignment, your mandate, don't let it go. You see, that's what happens to people. They let go of the primary assignment and mandate, and they go off. They get lost. Following other people, following other voices, following other things, following ambition, following a deceitful heart, rather than obeying that higher authority. Because he said, don't let it depart from you. Let's read on. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. See, God gives us a strategy. A strategy from God cannot fail. It has to prosper. It has to be successful. We are continuing in part one of our series entitled Seven Dimensions of Conquest. The Dabba word is the law of God's word that establishes destiny in your life. This word will constrain you, and when you enter into a place, the atmosphere changes. You bring peace in the midst of confusion, joy in the presence of sorrow, and even healing in the midst of pain. Joseph is an example of a person who never lost sight of his vision, his mandate, or his purpose in God. God dealt with Joseph in a dream frequency. Wherever Joseph went and whatever he did, Joseph prospered. Joseph had a dream in the midst of suffering, but yet he prospered. There are times that God will hinder your success when you become self-conscious and not God-conscious. Joseph became self-absorbed, and the Lord caused a delay in Joseph's release. When you follow the mandate of Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, then your success in God becomes available to you. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.